Davis. It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you very much, James. Now, amongst the many delights of tonight's Late Junction, I'm featuring two bands from Africa who have quite a story wrapped around them. The first of them is Soto Sounds, shepherd musicians who started to play together while tending their livestock out in the hills of Lesotho, known as the Kingdom of the Sky because all of it lies at least 1,000 metres above sea level. Now, their instruments include guitars made from tin cans and brake cables. Their vocals embrace the Lesotho choral tradition. And their lucky break came when they were discovered and introduced to the world by Cotswold-based South African master percussionist Rizenga Makondo. This track is from the debut album, which hits the streets or wherever it is that new releases hit these days on October the 1st. Something to think about.
Oh, A few liking it, a few liking it, a few legs, Maria Rock, and a hing it up, a few liking it, a few liking it, a few legs, Maria Rock, and a hing it up, few liking it, a few liking it, a few less brick jorak upon a hinder, a few liking it, a few liking it, a few less brick jorak upon a hinder, Maria Varag, 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 Maria Varag, Boninella Harabet, Maria Varag, 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 Maria Varag, Boninella Harabet, few liking it, a few liking it, Fuel as a brick jorak upon a hinder, fuel liking it, a few liking it, fuel as a brick jorak upon a hinder, Maria Varag, 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 Maria Varag, Boninella Harabet, Maria Varag, 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 Maria Varag, Boninella Harabet, fuel liking it, a few liking it, fuel as a brick jorak upon a hinder, fuel liking it, a few liking it, fuel as a brick jorak upon a hinder.
That was a mini medley of Push Da Bail, or Mouth Music, sung by the extraordinary Catherine Ann McPhee from the island of Barra. Mouth music, by the way, is said to have originated as songs for dandling children or for dance tunes when no instruments were available. You can get in touch with us about mouth music or any other subject you deem relevant. Just tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or text 83111 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk while we're on air. I played some songs about inebriation last night, and you know what? I think I've got a taste for them now. This one's my first tonight. Honest it is. Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht's degenerate classic from Mahagoni, Alabama Song, as performed by Hungarian gypsy combo Budapest Bar. Listen out for the cymbalom.
Whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For we must find the next whiskey bar. Oh, if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost a good old mama. I must have whiskey or you know why. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost a good old mama. I must have whiskey or you know why. show us the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For we must find the next little girl. Or if we don't find the next little girl, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost a good old mama. I must have little girl, or you know why. Time to say goodbye. We've lost a good old mama. And must have little girl, or you know why. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost a good old mama. And must have daughter, or you know why. Oh, moon Alabama, it's time to say our wiedersehen. We've lost a good old mama. I must have daughter, oh, you know why.
Croydon meets Havana there, a collaboration that took place between South London producer Mala and local musicians in Cuba. The track was called Calle F, and you can find it on the Mala in Cuba CD, released next week. Before that, Symphony, directed by Stevie Wishart. They were performing some French dance music from the 13th century, Estampie Royale No. 4, featuring medieval fiddle and bendir. Back to the wine. In this case, an album called The Wine of Silence, a short Robert Fripp poem of explanation. Music is the cup which holds the wine of silence. Sound is that cup, but empty. Noise is that cup, but broken. So, from the album, here's Robert Fripp's composition Pied Jésus, performed by the Metropole Orchestre, conducted by Jan Stuhlen. Robert Fripp's Pierre Jesu, arranged by Andrew Keeling, who writes that he always felt that Robert Fripp's guitar and digital delay improvisations might work well for classical ensembles. And there it was performed by the Metropole Orchestra, conducted by Jan Stuhlen. That was a live recording made at Paradiso in Amsterdam, and that's normally a great rock venue. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. For full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, visit our Late Junction homepage online via the BBC Radio 3 webpages. Our playlists appear in full after this broadcast, and you'll also be able to listen again to this programme whenever you wish over the next 7 days. Time now to get down with the demons. Jauk Masal is a Balinese dance of the Jauks, or demons, a war dance, which embodies the terror which demons inspire from the very depths of Balinese myths through music, movement and masks. You'll have to imagine the choreography and the costumes, but here is Jauk Masal, performed by the Gamelan Gonkebia of the village of Sebatu.
Thank you.
Margaret Langtan, performing the first part of John Cage's piece for string piano In the Name of the Holocaust. Two terms there that might need explanation. Firstly, prepared piano pioneer Henry Cowell gave the term string piano to piano music played directly on the strings of the instrument. And secondly, that title. Cage wrote the piece in 1942 and maintained that the title was a pun on In the Name of the Holy Ghost. Tonight is the 100th anniversary of Cage's birth, so I'll be playing more Cage tonight and tomorrow on Late Junction. And in the week of 15th September, we celebrate Cage right across the BBC Radio 3 schedule, including special editions of Here and Now, Music Matters, The Sunday Feature, and all three Late Junctions that week, in which Anne Hilda Nesset explores the world of John Cage through his music and writings and the work of those he inspired. Check the Radio 3 website for more details, but don't you dare miss any of it. Time now for that other African band with a compelling story that I mentioned earlier, Staff Bendibilili. Take several disenfranchised homeless guitar pickers who, cast down by polio, live in the grounds of Kinshasa Zoo and get around town on pimped-up motorised tricycles. Team them with a bunch of street kids, one of whom fashions his own instrument, the santonge, using an old milk powder can and a strand of electrical wire. Add in Vincent Kenny, congophile producer from the Belgian Cram Discs label, and you have an unstoppable musical force. You can catch them live tomorrow at the Late Night Prom or listen to the live broadcast at 10:15. But now, from Bouger Le Monde, their brand new CD, which is an even more splendid and varied tour de force than their debut, this is Staff Bendibilili with Sopeka, which translates from the Lingala as begging.
Kinshasa lingwala masina kasa Sopeka Komine tuku mibale na sambo ya kine Kaka yo Sopeka Oko change te Galema kitombo bandale gombe Kinshasa lingwala masina kasabe Komine tuku mibale na sambo ya kine Kaka yo Sopeka Oko change te Sopeka, sopeka, mama ye Sopeka, sopeka, mama ye Kini mabimbe kama ye Kende sanga otikate Abeni di komese koma ya ye Kende sanga otikate Nyoso wana bole buye Olingi kaka ye Boka baka 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 base no Nakisa moto posala sala Asere tuke Boka baka 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 base no Nakisa moto posala sala
Asere
Tango nyoso
sombelanga pesanga abelanga ye
Ikolo nyoso
sombelanga pesanga abelanga ye
Tous les jours
sombelanga pesanga abelanga ye
Chaque jour
sombelanga pesanga abelanga ye
Basana na bambula
sombelanga pesanga abelanga ye
Now you's a whiskey-headed woman. Now you stay drunk all the time. Now if you don't stop drinking, I believe you're going to lose your mind. Well, now every time I see you'd add some whiskey drink.
Yeah.
Standing at the back door, acting for another half a pint, cause you're the whiskey-headed woman. And you stay drunk all the time. Now if you don't stop drinking, I believe you're going to go stone blind. Well, now I took you out the street, baby, when you didn't have no place to stay. You ain't acting nothing but a fool dogging me round this way, cause you're the whiskey-headed woman. Now you stay drunk all the time. Now if you don't stop drinking, I believe you're going to lose your mind. With most every man you meet, cause you're the whiskey-headed woman. And you stay drunk all the time. Now if you don't stop drinking, I believe you're going to lose your mind.
It is a great privilege for me to introduce one of the greatest bluegrass bands of all time. Please welcome the Del McCurry Band.
Get paid on Friday.
Yes, indeed. One More Before I Die from the Preservation Hall Jazz Band with special guest the Del McCurry Band, who plainly need no further introduction. Before that, the voice and sublime blues harp of Sonny Boy Williamson and Whiskey Headed Blues. Back to the booze later, courtesy of Drunk, an astonishing new box set from Proper Records, which contains 100 smashed hits. But now, let us ascend to a more spiritual plane. Luciano Berio's Sequenza No. 5 for solo trombone, performed by Vinko Globoka.
Thank you.
Luciano Berio's Sequenza No. 5 for solo trombone, performed there by Vinko Globokar. He composed it as a tribute to the Swiss clown genius Grock, whom Berio described as the last of the great clowns. As a child, Berio was a neighbour of Grock and used to climb over his garden gates with his school friends to steal the clown's oranges and tangerines. Berio wrote that aged 11, I had the chance to see him in performance at Teatro Cavour in Porto Maurizio. During that performance, just once, he suddenly stopped and, staring at the audience, he asked, "Warum?" or "Why?" I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I wished I could do both of them. After that experience, I haven't stolen oranges from his garden anymore. Sequenza No. 5 is a tribute to that "Warum." In a moment, we return to the far musical horizons with two of the world's finest improvisers, amazing vocalist Sissel Endresen and her fellow Norwegian uncompromising guitarist Stian Vesterhus, and a piece they call Drawing an Arc, recorded live at the Nat Jazz Festival in Bergen, Norway, quite possibly in the presence of Lake Junction's Fiona Talkington. But first, more Purstabale, or mouth music from the Western Isles. Here's a medley which features Mrs. Annie or Arnott, Mrs. Archie MacDonald, Callum Johnson, and Miss Mary Morrison.
Oh, and be your own, 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 be in a skipper or beyond, beyond, and shall take a rover, and shall go the own, and scogra heavy hitter, shall go the own, and shall take a rover, and shall go the own, and scogra heavy hitter, shall go the own, and shall take a rover, and beyond, 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 a skipper, beyond, beyond, and shall take a rover, and beyond, beyond, a skipper, beyond, beyond, and shall take a rover. Panen and gore and pala dina, panen and gore and yila tala, panen and gore and pala dina, feel when you really feel a tala, Foskel and Dallas and Dana dina, Foskel and Dallas and yila tala, Foskel and Dallas and Dana dina, feel when you really feel a tala.
And cold started in fact. still listen in the color my the folded in my fall and I'm evil you feel it as fall and I'm made it fall.
Thank you.
Our celebration of the centenary of John Cage's birth continued there with the second part of John Cage's work for string piano, In the Name of the Holocaust. As I explained earlier, a pun on Holy Ghost rather than anything more sinister. More Cage tomorrow night. Happy birthday, John. But right now, I'm in a mood. A song by Mary Waterson and Oliver Knight from their album Hidden, which is released later this month. Catch them live at the Slaughtered Lamb in London on Monday, 17th September.
I'm in a mood, I'm in a rage, I'm in a shocking state of grace. I'm so annoyed with myself, I'm frustrated and no one can help. All around me, people surround me, they'll smother and dumbfound me. And I'd like you to know I'm not feeling myself. I'm unfocused, dazed and confused. I'm undone, all worn out, like a ragdoll that's been thrown about. All washed up and hung out to dry, and the beggar people pass by. And I'd like you to know I'm not feeling myself. Sick and tired, too tired to be satisfied in my own company. 'Cause I'm in a mood, I'm in a rage, I'm in a shocking state of grace. And I'd like you to know I'm not feeling myself. No one else to blame. It's a shame, shame, shame. There's no one else to blame. With a distorted view for a moment or two, I'd like to say why I'm feeling this way. I've a head full of fears I've been hiding for years. It's a shame I'm not feeling the same. Thank you.
the first movement of Reich's Electric Counterpoint, performed by Pat Metheny, for whom Reich wrote the work in 1987. And that brings us to the end of Late Junction for tonight. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow evening at the later time of 11:45, after the live broadcast of the Late Night Congolese Prom, featuring staff Bende Bilili and Balo G. I'll leave you tonight with a final alcoholic ramble. Nat King Cole's Scotching with Soda, but first, a burst of fiddle and mouth organ bothy band music from the archives of Edinburgh University, the Old Horn Sheep and Atoll Highlanders. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Scotchin', scotchin'. scotching, 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 scotching with the soda today.
And now, Through the Night with John Shea. I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. In 1892, exactly 400 years after Christopher Columbus, Dvorak landed on American soil for a visit that was to yield not only his most popular symphony, but also his most popular string quartet. And we'll hear that first this morning from the Pavel Haas Quartet, followed by his E-flat Quintet. The quartet in F, nicknamed the American Quartet, dates from the following summer, 1893, during Dvorak's visit to the Czech community in Spillville, Iowa. The piece was completed in 2 weeks, as a New York critic at the time explained, while Dr. Dvorak's mind was yet warm with the glow created by his work on the New World Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you. Dvorak's String Quartet in F, Opus 96, nicknamed the American Quartet. Besides famously being a train spotter, the composer was also a bird spotter. The third movement quotes the call of the scarlet tanager, heard by Dvorak in the woods around Spillville and notated by his amanuensis. Krzysztof Choszelski joins the Pavel Haas Quartet next for the String Quintet in E-flat that Dvorak began just 3 days after completing that quartet. Like it, and the main allegro of the New World Symphony's opening movement, the quintet begins with a pentatonic melody.